We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Dr. Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom of Lamed Zayin Beis, the last few words. We were learning about Shehiya, which means that you put on a pot on a fire before Shabbos and leave it on to cook on Shabbos. And there's Machlekes Chananya and the Rabbanon if you have to cover the flame in order to leave it there. According to Chananya, as long as it was cooked Meichel Ben Nesai, you don't have to cover the flame, you don't have to do Garv HaKatam. According to Rabbanon, as long as it's still getting better, you have to cover the flame. That was the Machlokes by Shehiya, if it's mutter or not. We spoke yesterday, both Rashi and Tosis pass on the Chananya. Other Rishonim argue. And now the Gemara will go further, talking about the sugya of Shehiya. Bayimineim Rav Chia Ba'aba. They asked Rav Chia Ba'aba, Shachach Kedei Ragave Kira, Ubishlo B'Shabbos. Let's say someone forgot, he made Shehiya, he didn't cover the flame, he did a be'isser, and it cooked on Shabbos. Mahal, what's the halacha? And the shayla is that it did something wrong, is because it did something wrong with the food, it cannot eat the food. Now what was the case, it did something wrong? So Rashi learns, Shachach Kedera, Libimimim, also going to the Rabbanon, the shayla. Taisha speaks out, even if Chananya can have the shayla. In the case it was not cooked, K'maychel Ben Asai, it was not half cooked, and you left it on the flame, it has to be covered, even if you're a Chananya. So the question is, someone did it in a way that I was aser, what's the halacha with the food? Is it mutter to eat or not? Mahu. Ishtik le'omolay v'lemidi. So Rav Chia was quiet, he didn't answer. L'machar, the next day, he came to Reis Medrash, and he answered the shayla. Nafak Darashlu came out in Darshan, he said a Mishnah in Shumas that says, I'm a vashel v'Shabbos, someone who cooks on Shabbos, this means someone on Shabbos takes something and cooks it. B'shoigi, if you did a b'shoigi, yoichal. Then you can eat it. B'meizid lo yoichal. B'meizid, you can't eat it. And he said, v'lo yishna. And by our case of Shehiya, there is no difference between shoigi and meizid. But it was a cryptic message. He didn't say what he meant. What does it mean? It means that both cases are aser, both shoigi and meizid are aser, or both are mutter. That's why he said, v'lo yishna. My v'lo yishna. Dr. Mar, what does v'lo yishna mean? What does Rav Chia mean? So what's machleik is what Rav Chia meant. He meant that Sai Shoigig and Sai Mezid, it's mutter to eat it. Why? If you put something on the fire on Shabbos, you cook something on Shabbos, there it's Maisa Shabbos, it's something that you did wrong on Shabbos, so you can't eat it. But you're not doing any Maisa Isser, you're not doing any P'ula that's Aser, you're not doing like an action that's Aser. So even mezid you also eat. Now, even though you did an action, you put something on the fire before Shabbos to stay the whole Shabbos. So why is it called inaction? So some say pshat because anything done before Shabbos is not called a ma'isa. Only on Shabbos is called a ma'isa. The Rishash said that he put it on and he planned on taking it off. So that ma'isa was nothing. And then he forgot and left it on. So therefore, it's something that he forgot and left it on. It's a Shevat ha'isa. He didn't do a ma'isa. And therefore, according to Rabbi Rav Yosef, Pshat Rav Chia is there's no Isser Maisa Shabbos at all because he didn't do a Maisa. And therefore, by case of Shehiya, someone did Shehiya Isser, according to Rabbi Rav Yosef, the food will not be Aser. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says the opposite, Lisura, that even a Shoyig will be Aser. Mevashal B'Shabbos U'Mechalik between Shoyig and Mezir, who Mevashal would like Aser Lerume B'Shoyig Yoichal. Since someone's not going to like fool anyone, he'll say, you know, he'll do it. They say, oh, I forgot, because he wants to eat it. No one's gonna do that because no one's gonna do it. It's a bishul on Shabbos, which is a deraisa, so no one's gonna come to do that. But mezid and claim he's a shayig. Aval hi, but shehiya is only issa derabanan. So maybe if you allow people to eat it, they'll do be mezid, and they'll say they're a shayig. Aval hu hi the asla rumei b'shayig namid lo yechal. Even b'shayig we made xeri not gonna eat it. That's what Rav Nachman holds. So it's machlekes Rav Nachman Yitzchak. And Rabbi Rav Yosef Pshat Rav Chia. Is Rav Chia saying it's always mutter because it's not a maisa, or it's always aser because here, even b'shoigig, there's a chshash that he's going to do it on purpose and claim he's a shoigig. Why? Because by him, it's more cool that it's the Rabbanon. So that's machlekes Rabbi Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman. Talk to him on Meisvet. Let's ask Akasha on these mandiyam. Shach, Meisvet. Shachach dera gavi kira b'shlo b'shabbos. You have this case that someone forgot and did shahia on a kira and it cooked on Shabbos, b'shoigeg yoichal, b'shoigeg you're allowed to eat it, if you did this mistake, b'meiz lo yoichal. We're talking about Shehiya over here, it says b'shoigeg eat it, b'shoigeg you're allowed to eat it. There's no problem with Maisa Shabbos. B'meizid, you're not allowed to eat the food. The food becomes also, You did it amazing. Food comes also. V'medvar amurim mechamim shloch mekol tzarchon zoktes tanakam, which is Rameyer. V'medvar amurim mechamim shloch mekol tzarchon. Only by hot water that wasn't cooked, and you left you did shehia, so it got cooked. But tafshlo mishkol tzarchon, it was a food that wasn't fully cooked yet, and you did shehia and it got cooked. Avachamim shloch mekol tzarchon. But if it was fully cooked before Shabbos already, v'tafshlo shabishkol tzarchon, or a food that was fully cooked before Shabbos, ben shoygig b'meizid yoricha the Rameyer. Sai Shogaz Aymezid is you're allowed to eat it the Rameya. The Pashas Gemara is learning now. The reason is because it's not also, because it was fully cooked before Shabbos. So if you did something wrong, Zok Rameya, then it depends. Shogig Yoichal, Mezid Lo Yoichal. And if it was fully cooked, it's Mutter. The Rameya. Who the Aymer? No. Chamashuchim called Tarchum Matarim and Peshitamak Varalai. Hot water that was fully cooked before Shabbos, that's Mutter, because there is Matstamak Varalai. It gets bad. Hot water. After it's fully cooked, the more it cooks out, and it gets worse. The tafsul shabishu kol tzarchei also, because it's stomach v'yofalai, because it gets better, and that will be also. So even fully cooked will be also, because it's stomach v'yofalai. Sounds like the Rehuda holds the Rabbanon, that if you put something on a shehia, on a fire that's fully cooked, but it's getting better, it's also. And therefore he holds, it will be also ba'achila. You'll have the isser of ma'isa Shabbos. V'chom stomach v'yofalai, you're going kruv, which is cabbage, or poilim is beans, or basar, or taruf, or like chopped up meat, like goulash, also, because that's stomach v'yofalai. V'chom stomach v'ralai, mutter, that's what Yehuda says. So we have a Rameya Rabbi Yehuda in this Braisa, in this Tesefta. So let's see how this stems with Rabbi Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman. Zok the Gemara, k'toni miya, tafshu shle bishul kol tzarkai. Klar in the Reisha, in Rameya's words, says tafshu shle bishul kol tzarkai. We're talking about he did a Maisa Shabbos, it was a Shehiyah B'Isser, on something that was not fully cooked. And what does it say? There's a chilek between Shoygig and Mezid. Tony Mir is Tafshu B'Shukot Tzarchoi. So Bishlam Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, who says that everything is Osir, even Shoygig, like Kasha. Kan Koidim Gzeira. This Bryce is talking about before they made a Gzeira, that the Asa Shoygig also. Kan Lach Gzeira. And Rav Chia is talking about after the Gzeira, because after they saw people were making, you know, were fooling people by saying that it was really a shaygig, and even though it was amazed, they said that a shaygig, they wanted to make a mutter to eat. They did shehiya b'mezid, and they said, oh, it's a shaygig. So they made a gzera, even shaygig zasa. So Rav Chia was talking about after the gzera. We'll see tomorrow, we'll speak out that there was a gzera later on. And this Bryce is talking before the gzera. And the Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Amila Hateru, they say that shehiya is not called a maisa Shabbos at all, and it's mutter. So ikhoidim gzera. If this Bryce is before the gzera, so Kasha Mezid. So why does it say Mezid is also? Kasha Mezid says he Mezid is also. According to Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, everything is mutter because it's not a Maisa. And Ila Ach Gzeira, if someone after the Gzeira, which sounds like even Rabbi Rabbi Yosef agreed that after a while they said everything is also because people were just doing it and not caring about the Issa. But Ila Ach Gzeira, then Kasha Namah Shagi. If this Bryce is talking about La'ach Gzeira, it's Toshver because here it says Shagi Yoichal. Ila Ach Gzeira, Kasha Namah Shagi. Dr. Gemara Kasha. Shver, Taka, this Braisa is Shver according to Rabbi Rav Yosef, interpretation of Rav Chia, this Braisa will be Shver. So, my Gzeira, so what's the Gzeira? What Gzeira are we referring to when we're saying La'acha Gzeira, then Sai Shoygig, Sai Mezid is Asa, which Gzeira are we referring to? So, the Gemara, the Omrav Yehuda Bar Shmuel, Omrav Abba, Omrav Kana, Omrav, V'tchilo Hoyu Oimrim, by beginning, they used to say that even by Shehiyah, is the same thing like Mavashal B'Shabbos. Mavashal B'Shabbos B'Shoygig, someone who cooks by mistake on Shabbos, forgot it was Shabbos, Yoichal, you can eat it. B'Mezid, if someone did this on purpose, Lo Yoichal. And beginning to say, Huadin L'Shechech, the same halacha is by Shehiyah also, that if you did it B'Mezid, you can't eat it. If you did it B'Shoygig, you're allowed to eat it. But, Meshav Rabu, Mashav B'Mezid, when people used to start doing Shehiyah B'Mezid, Va'imrim Shechechim, we say, we forgot. No, no, it's no chaps. They say, oh, I plan on taking it off. Then Chozu v'Konsu al Shecheach. They said there's a knas also on the Shegig. So this was the Gzera that they made. The Lekuli Amevan holds this, that after one made Gzera, that Shehiyah's Aser Sai Shegig and Sai Mezid, and this is how we pass Kentaka. If someone does Shehiyah b'Isser, the food is Aser to eat. And the reason is because people were fooled. You know, it's more chamer. Even though it's only the Rabbanon, but has an aspect that's more chamer because people could fool you and tell you they're a b'shoygig, and they're more makel to themselves about it since it's only the Rabbanon, and therefore the halacha is, if someone does shehiyah b'isser, it is asr. Now there's a Zaytik problem over here. This Braisa has the Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, which seems like a stira to the Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda on yesterday's blot. Kasha the Ramei ad Ramei, Kasha the Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, on yesterday's blot, Ramei was very machmer. Ramei held that even by a kira that was covered flame, it was shehiyah on a covered flame, still he held that only chamin's mutak when there's silver, but tafshul is also a food that's not fully cooked is also even on a covered flame. That's what I said before. Firamei. So here it's very shvav because here Ramei is saying that kozman, it's tafshul means even though it was fully cooked, It says before in the brayso on daf lamed zayin of aleph, it says you're allowed to put the food on the covered flame, and there's a mahi mashin. Beisila says, Chamin of Loiv Tafshel. So it sounds like even if Tafshel is a Voshel called Tzarkoi, you can't put on the fire. If you're a Mayim. He also can't because it's getting better. Only Chamin's Mutter. Not Tafshel. Only hot water, which is going bad. But not Tafshel. And here it's Mashma that it says, Chamin and Tafshel Voshel called Tzarkoi. He says that it's B'diavet if you did it. Bein B'shoyim B'meizi Yoichal. So it's Tira Mayim. And Rehud also Shver. Because Amar Aleph Rehud says that Chamin v'tafshul is mutter, and here Rav Yehuda says that if it's getting better, it's also. So it's the Rav Yehuda also. So kasha the Rameya ad Rameya kasha Rav Yehuda. Again, Rameya tshver because before Rameya said the tafshul is also, and here it's mashma that the eved if you did it the tafshul is mutter to eat. And Rav Yehuda tshver because before Rav Yehuda said that fives hillel tafshul is mutter by garf hakotam, and here it's mashma that's kolzman is getting better. It's also. So sitting more inside, kasha Ramei Ad Ramei, kasha Yehuda Ad Yehuda. So like the Mar, the Ramei Ad Ramei like kasha halichatchila on Daf Lamed Zayin. I'm after one halichatchila. You're not allowed to do shehiya on even by garf katam on a tafshul is getting better. Ha the eved, but here we're talking about the eved. Here we're talking about the eved. That's what we're talking about over here. Here's the eved. But the eved, there's no gzeira of Ma'aseh Shabbos on this. Why not? Because it really didn't get better. It was cooked anyway before Shabbos. So it got a little better. Got a little mistam v'yaflai. That's not enough to make a knas. That's why b'di'eved it's mutter. Let's state the Mishabruah. Mishabruah explains that. That's the vart. That b'di'eved, it's good if it's cooked before Shabbos. They did shehi on it, b'iser, even if you're a mei, it'll be mutter. Because nothing really happened. Nothing really changed with it. That means, to bring it into halacha l'maaseh, if you hold it to Rabbanon, that there's a issa to do shahiyah on something that's vusha called tzarkai. So there won't be any problem if you did it, even on purpose maybe. If you did it on purpose, it still won't be a problem. Why? Because there was nothing really got better in it, therefore there won't be any ma'aseh Shabbos in that. Kasha, and Rav Yehuda who's not tver either, Rav Yehuda not like kasha, kam begrufa v'ktuma, kam shen grufa v'ktuma. Before that we said it's mutter to put something on that's getting better, talking about it was covered, the flame. Here we're talking about it was not covered, and since it was not covered, therefore, it's usher to do shehiyah even on something that's fully cooked, as long as the stomach be off a lie. Adkan this gemara. Don't worry about it. A boy luhu. Of avishah mai. Someone who bemazed shehiyah. What's the halacha? Mikan sura bana loy. Did make knas or not? Now the gemara shaila pashas apella. Rashi learns it means someone did bemazed. What's the halacha? What do you mean? We just finished saying that fear of Yehuda, it's also to eat if he did a Isser of Avashah. So Ritva explains, Pshat, that we're talking about a case where someone did Shehiyah, but he took it off before I got a chance to get better. Did they make a Gzeira there or not, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Did they make a Gzeira there, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or not? Taisvis learns that we're going, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who asks us about Beshagig. Rabbi Yehuda maybe only asks a Mezer, not Beshagig. The question is, Is b'shoigig aser by someone leaves something on a fire and he cooks it? Is b'shoigig aser if someone leaves it on the fire and lets it cook? You know, this is shehiyah b'aser and he lets it, is it aser or not? My, mika tzu rabbana aloi. Tasha ma, domash mo ba'an aser nar huna, kush halachar beis at tzapari, or is one to went to tzapari, and what's a chamin, shashtal gavakiri, he found hot water, or hot water that was left on the kira, v'loi aslehem. It sounds like someone did Isser Shehiyah on Chamin, either in Aser. It was probably fully cooked. Beitzim and Tzemakos, he saw eggs cooking on the fire, Shashtal Gavakira of Aslam, he asked it. So it sounds like, did Shehiyah, as long as it's stomach for Yafalai, and he asked it. So it's a raya that it's aser. Taisu learned that's b'shayging, and Rashi learned the cases, even though he took it off first, still was aser. My love is a Shabbos, the aser of that Shabbos. So we see that there's an iser of maisa Shabbos, if he did shahiyah b'iser, even though he took it off, according to the Ritva, or even according to Taisus, means even b'shayging it's aser. Like, we're loyal, the Shabbos haba. He didn't say it's aser now. He said, next week, don't do that. That's what he said. Agav, you see from here, that eggs that are cooked, keep on cooking, get better. Machla, the beitzim mitzumako is mistamak shiofalahem. Ninu. Cooked beitzim, cooked eggs, is more they cook, the better they get. More in, yeah. Don racham vachnina pam achas nisarachte and even Rebbe l'makom echad. One time me and Rebbe landed being guests in a certain place. Vavilu funenu, they brought in front of us beitzim mitzumako, they brought in front of us cooked eggs. Ka'uzdrim, they were so cooked and so small, like small little apples, called storb apples. Lachalam and harbu, ate a lot of it. So you see from here that it's very good to have cooked eggs and they're getting better. Mistama v'yafala. And halacha l'maisa in the Shulchan Aruch Reish Nun Gimel we paskin that if someone did shehiyah be'iser, so if it's vushel called tzarkoi and it's getting better, it's mutter as long as it was a shaygig. But if it was a mezid, we paskin l'maisa. That's usher by both of them, even though it's not such a big ana, but it's usher by both, by Sai, if it's not a vusha called Sarkai, Sai, it's a vusha called Sarkai. If he did it be mazed, it will be usher to eat.